Good morning. My name is Sylvie, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Filo Mining 2018-2019 Drill Results Conference Call. All lines have now been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And if you would like to withdraw your question, please press star, then the number two. Mr. Lundin, you may now begin your conference, sir.
Thanks, Sylvie. Good day, everyone. This is Adam Lundin, CEO and President of Filo Mining. I would like to quickly thank everyone for joining us on this call. Our field season is complete, and we've now published all the assays from the 2018-19 field season. We thought it was a good idea to host this conference call to summarize the extent of our drill program and answer any questions we can at the end of the call. We published the first two holes of this program in mid-March. Before I hand things over to Bob Carmichael, who is the VP of Exploration for Filo Mining, I would like to just say we're very excited by the results yielded from this past drill season, where we drilled roughly 4,700 meters and completed seven holes. This past season was about proving a concept that we had a porphyry and a lot more copper and precious metals underlying our known resource. I'm happy to say we believe we proved this concept to be true, and we now really feel like this was a game-changing season that we'll be able to point back to that elevated the Filo del Sol project into higher class resource. Okay, I'll be now turning things over to Bob Carmichael. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam, and good morning, everybody. As Adam said, this past season's program was really the start of what we see as the next phase at Filo del Sol. We began to test the high-quality exploration target that underlies the 1.3 billion NPV open-pit heap leach project that we outlined in the pre-feasibility study completed earlier this year. The program really provided a step change in the potential of the Filo del Sol system, and it continued to demonstrate that the ultimate size of the deposit is very likely to be well beyond our current resource. We were successful in extending the depth of the mineralization 530 meters deeper than previously known. And still, every hole in the program and really every hole in the deposit ends in mineralization. So we've now got continuous mineralization over 3 kilometer north-south distance, about 900 meters east-west, and we've now pushed the depth of mineralization down to 1 kilometer below surface. Even with this, the deposit remains open to the north, down to the south, and wide open at depth. An example of the potential to extend it to the north, there's one hole that we drilled in 2015 that was 2 kilometers north of where hole 30 is, and we intersected gold, copper, and silver mineralization similar to the silver zone in the Filo deposit, which pushes the total strike length out to about 5 kilometers, which you can see, for any of you who've been up there, by the surface alteration. It's really an enormous system. We've got a lot of drilling to do yet. We also were successful, reasonably successful, in doing more diamond core drilling this year, which really helps to improve our understanding of the deposit geology. It's a lot of breccias, mineralized breccias in the deposit, and it's been a challenge to really understand the deposit using RC drilling. So the more diamond drilling we do, the better our understanding of the geology is. And we now feel we've got a good handle on that, and we'll continue to use that drilling system going forward. One of the important results from this year's program was the high-grade sulfide mineralization we drilled just below the current resource, particularly in holes 28 and 30. The last 20 meters of hole 30 averaged 0.54% copper and 0.35 grams per ton gold. And the last 20 meters of hole 28 were 0.67% copper and 0.74 grams per ton gold. Both of these holes ended in very strong mineralization, and they point to the potential to increase the size of the resource below as we continue to drill deeper. Another important result was the intersection of bonanza-grade gold mineralization. On hole 28, we had 9 meters of 22 grams per ton, including the best single sample in there was 69 grams per ton gold. And hole 30, we had 12 meters of 13 grams per ton. We've seen intersections like this before and have interpreted them as being steep structural control, particularly where it intersects the flat-lying silver zone. And it's just been a hard target geometrically to define with our previously steeply inclined drill holes. This type of mineralization within these kinds of deposits is not unusual, and typically you can get these very high-grade zones which can contain a lot of ounces in a small volume. They're very important to the overall economics of the deposit, and we need to do more drilling to fully understand the size and geometry of these. Just to summarize, we feel that Filo del Sol represents a really compelling high-potential exploration target, which is underpinned by the robust development project we defined in the pre-feasibility study earlier this year. In the past season's program, we started to find out how big this system really is and what high-grade surprises remain to be discovered within the deposit. We've got a lot of work to do yet, but this is a part of the world which contains some very large, very high-grade mineral deposits, and we feel that we're well on the way to defining another one. And with that, I'd like to open it up to questions. Back to you, Sylvie.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press star followed by one on your touch-tone phone. You will hear, at this point, a three-tone prompt acknowledging your request. Note that questions will be taken in the order received. And should you wish to withdraw your question, please simply press star followed by two. And if you're using a speakerphone, please lift the handset before pressing any keys. Please go ahead and press star one now if you have any questions. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone. And at this time, gentlemen, it appears that we have no questions registered.
Perfect. Thanks, Sylvie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this does conclude your conference call for today. Once again, thank you for attending. And at this time, we do ask that you please disconnect your lines. Enjoy the rest of your day.